好，再有点祷告。Shall we pray？
主耶稣啊，我们感谢你，你给我们的恩典实在是太多，我们一生还不能够完全的领受，是我们正是求你叫我们快跑的来跟随你，我们也正是求你叫我们在有限的时间的里面能够学得更多，能够更讨你的喜悦。主耶稣啊，我们正是谢谢你，你也兴起各种的人来，各种不同的弟兄姊妹在你面前把你的荣美表现出来，所以我们也正是愿意你在我们身上所有的托付，你所给我们所有一点的负担也能够在这个地上显明出来。所以我们正是求你今天早晨在这个最后聚会的时间的里面再来对我们说你心中所要说的话语，所以正是叫我们面临着今天我们前头的环境，在你面前能够做刚强也能够全备的见证，请你听我们的祷告，我们祷告的奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。今天是我们最后的一次。
This is our last message of this conference.
我昨天已经跟弟兄姊妹们提过，
I shared with you yesterday.
在整个使徒行传的里面记载到当初的门徒为主做见证。
The whole book of Acts recorded the way the apostles and disciples witnessed for the church.
大概是刻着在《使徒行传》中分三个阶段。
There were three sections in the book of Acts.
从第一章到第七章，他们在耶路撒冷。
From chapters 1-7, they were in Jerusalem.
从第八章到第十二章，他们在撒玛利亚和犹太全地。
Chapters 8-11, they were in Samaria and the whole Judea.
然后从十三章开始，他们就是直到地极。
Beginning chapter 13, and they went to the end of the world.
我们这一次只能够看到头上十二章。
We can only read the first 12 chapters.
但是在头上十二章的里面，他做见证的方式已经有改变。
And we can see the definite change of the way they witness in the first 12 chapters.
第二章到第四章的里面乃是重在他们所见证的道。
In chapters 2-4, they emphasize the facts of their witness.
第五章到第十二章里头乃是借着神在他们上的作为工作而表现出来。
Chapters 5-12, they witness through the life.
从十三章之后，他们的见证完全是在他们个人的身上。
After chapter 13, they talk about individual witnesses.
我们已经没有办法来看八章到十一章。
We don't have the time to read chapters 8-10.
所以我们今天是看十二章。
With the three, chapter 12.
我想我们为了时间的关系，也不仔细的读了。
Because of time, we won't read those passages.
我想弟兄姊妹们都有这个印象，十二章所记载的是什么。
I hope you all have an impression of what chapter 12 was talking about.
我也盼望弟兄姊妹先注意。
I want you to take note.
十二章所发生的事，你要看它前后的连贯。
We have to read the context in chapter 12.
我们会看见在第九章的里头，彼得已经蒙恩得救了。
We know that chapter 9, Peter was already under the grace.
到十章的时候，彼得已经受引到传福音到外邦人中间。
Chapter 10, Peter was led to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
到十一章的末了的时候，已经记载到安提阿的教会被神特别兴起来了。
And of chapter 11, you can see that the church of Antioch was started.
我们往前看不容易，往后头看历史比较容易领会。
Forward is difficult, but if we look back in history, it's easier to understand.
我们今天回头过来看，会发现的《使徒行传》第十三章以后呢，是重在神在安提阿所兴起的这一帮人的见证。
We know that beginning chapter 13, the emphasis was on the witnesses of those people who were raised in Antioch.
就是这个安提阿这一帮人要兴起来了。
The Antioch church was growing.
特别是以巴拿巴和保罗来代表的。
And the two representatives were Paul and Barnabas.
还没有来兴起来之前，在十一章的末了记载这样一个故事。
For the end of chapter 11, before the church of Antioch was started, it was recorded as such.
因为圣灵借着先知亚加伯来说预言，在犹太地的那些基督徒遭遇到饥荒。
There were a prophet saying that there will be a famine in 之地啊。
所以他们就托了巴拿巴和扫罗，那个名字还叫扫罗，带一些捐款来送到耶路撒冷。
So the church at Antioch sent Barnabas and Saul to take some money with them.
带到耶路撒冷。
Some money to Jerusalem.
这一个时候，撒旦看见一个非常厉害、非常主要的一个的机会。
Now Satan saw a great opportunity.
所以他在这一个的时候的里面就下手来杀害在耶路撒冷的这一帮的门人、的门徒。
This time, certain disciples in Jerusalem were killed.
我们会发现，明显的是撒旦做的这一件的事情来防备巴拿巴和扫罗在安提阿另外起一个工作。
We know that through this incident, Satan was trying to prevent Paul and Barnabas to work at Antioch Church.
在十二章的时候，希律王杀了雅各。
In chapter 12, Hero the king killed James.
已经把彼得抓起来了。
对，他。They put Peter in prison.
已经钉规过逾越节了之后，就要当着百姓的面前来办他，就是要把彼得也杀了。
They were going to try Peter after Passover, intending to kill him as well.
有一句话恐怕翻译很难翻，中国人叫杀鸡儆猴。
They set Peter as an example.
所以叫彼得、叫巴拿巴和扫罗会觉得害怕。
So that Barnabas and Saul will become afraid.
这是很稀奇一件事情。
That's very strange.
在圣经的记载也好，在教会的历史里头也好，
或者是 according the Bible or in church history.
当撒旦兴起一些逼迫的事情来到的时候，好像这位的神也不拦阻。
It seems that God left Satan started some persecution.
我一直盼望我自己还保持年轻。
I really wish that I can stay young.
年轻人有一个的现象。
There's a special trait of a young man.
读起圣经来有古多许多古里古怪的问题。
I read the Bible and have plenty of strange questions.
你们如果古怪的问题少了，就年老了。
If you no longer have those strange questions, it means you are turning old.
所以我也愿意很保持着读圣经的有很多的问题。
I really appreciate those questions I have.
我到有些地方去，弟兄姊妹有一些读圣经古怪的问题，我都很欣赏。
Wherever I go, and my brothers and sisters ask me those strange questions, I really appreciate them.
我不一定能够解答。
I may not be able to answer them.
所以在这里就是一个的问题。
And this is one question.
为什么这位神坐在高天的宝座上不来管理这些事
？Why is it that this God, who is a throne in heaven, did not care about his disciples?
神不爱他的儿女吗？我们不能够这么的想的。
We cannot think so.
神没有能力控制这个事吗？
True that God couldn't control the situation.
我们也不能够这么的想。
We couldn't think so.
但是为什么神还让撒旦来逼迫他的儿女？
Why is it God still let Satan persecute his children?
是这个在我们一般的观念的里头很难能够领会。
This is pretty hard to understand and comprehend.
在这里也是这样，哪一个当初跟随主耶稣，特别三个门徒当中的一个雅各，被希律王杀了。
One of the disciples, James, was killed by Hero the king.
这就刚刚巴拿巴和这扫罗到耶路撒冷的时候。
This is the time Paul and Barnabas arrived in Jerusalem.
我们读到使徒行传第十二章。
Acts chapter 12.
我们会很注意的。哦呦，神打发天使把监牢的门开了，把彼得带出来了。
We emphasize the fact that God delivered Peter from prison.
这样的事情很久，我们兴奋。
We are very excited about that.
我们感谢赞美主，神有大能的把彼得从监牢放出来了。
Praise the Lord, God is powerful and He released Peter from prison.
但是你不要忘记，雅各杀死掉了，神没有保守他。
Don't forget that James was killed and God did not care.
所以我们不要那么的兴奋在里面的。
So we really shouldn't get so excited.
要问说为什么
？We really should ask why.
是神恩待彼得，却是忽略了雅各吗
？Is it as God ignored James, yet he was gracious to Peter?
是神不公平吗
？Was God fair?
我们想，结果也不公平。
Well, it sounds like you're sincere.
但是我们的理智告诉我们的不是。
But our intellect said that no, it can't be.
所以这是叫我们来领会为什么缘故有那么多的试探领导了那一些基督徒的身上。
So this causes us to think, why are there persecutions among Christians?
如果我们来看到《使徒行传》这三个大的阶段。
Let's read the three big sections of Acts.
头一个的阶段在耶路撒冷。
First section refers to Jerusalem.
最后的结束是斯蒂凡被石头打死。
The end of the first section talking about martyrdom of Stephen.
第二个的阶段。
The second section.
撒玛利亚和犹太全地。
Samaria and Judea.
最后的结束那是雅各被杀。
The end of second section. James was killed.
第三个的阶段。
The third section.
直到地结。
To the remotest part of the world.
乃是保罗被关在监牢里两年之久。
It ended at the imprisonment of Paul.
这三个的阶段的每一个的结束，都是门徒们受到了迫害。
At the end of each section, some disciples were persecuted.
所以这一个我们看见绝不是偶然的事。
So we know it is not a special incident.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你昨天听见王弟兄这样的见证，你有什么的感觉？
I don't know, brother and sisters, when you heard Brother Wang's testimony yesterday, what were you feeling?
我把我的感觉告诉你们。
I share with you my feeling.
我听了王弟兄的这样的见证里头，实实在在很难过。
I was very sorry when I heard Brother Wang's testimony.
虽然我已经难过了一年多了。
Although I knew I had been sad for more than a year.
但是听见新的见证呢，也实在是难过。
But every new testimony, I got sad again.
但是我有一个问题。
But I also have one question.
圣经里头记载到基督的受逼迫一点都不描写。
But the Bible seems not to describe how the Christians were persecuted.
你看福音书记载主耶稣怎么说？
The Gospel, Jesus said,
他们把他钉在十字架上。
They nailed him to the cross.
完了。
That's it.
这叫我们来描写说，哎呦，怎么绳子绑的，怎么钉子钉的，血怎么流出来的
？We were be more interested in the details. How was he nailed up? And how was he tied up? How did the blood come out?
如果一个人写文学的话，这是最好的机会，好好的形容一下。
If you are an author and literature, and this is a great opportunity for you to describe it.
福音书轻描淡写的，他们把它钉在十字架上。
But the gospel book simply brushes that away simply by saying that he was crucified.
这里也轻描淡写，用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
Here again, they seem to brush this aside. They killed James, the brother of John.
完了。
That's it.
圣经神并不太愿意激动我们的感情。
God does not really want to raise our emotions.
不太愿意激动我们的情绪。
They don't want us to have a mixed up.
神是乃是叫我们在这些事情上看见属灵的意义。
He asks us to see the spiritual meaning behind all this.
情绪的感动是短期的。
The emotional reaction were short-lived.
属灵的意义才会发生真实的果效。
The spiritual meaning has a true result.
那么这是一件很明显的事。
This is an obvious fact.
那么我们来等会儿回来讲为什么缘故神让这样的患难临到神儿女的身上。
We later are going to discuss how God let this kind of persecution lay upon his children.
我们再来看到第十二章。
Let's study chapter 12.
希律王是已经定规也要来杀彼得，并且已经把他抓到监牢里面。
Here the king has determined to kill Peter and he has already imprisoned him.
就在他被提的前一个晚上，天使再把他放出来。
Before the scheduled day of the trial,the night before, the angel saved him.
哎呀，我读到这里觉得神啊，这个心啊，不知道是怎么样的心。
So at this time, I really wonder about what God really was.
好像这个神的心也不太体谅我们的。
Is his heart really on us?
这我想的嘛，早几天放嘛，既然要放嘛，早几天放嘛。
According to, if it were me, I say that since he was going to release him anyway, why didn't he release him earlier?
等到最后被提的前一天才把他放出来的。
He just released him just the night before the day of the trial.
这打发天使来放的时候，彼得都不相信。
So when the angel came, even Peter didn't believe.
彼得以为见了异象。
Peter thought he was in a vision.
所以你看见了，真正在患难中的人信心不太大的。
So as you can see, people under persecution, they really don't have a strong faith.
我发现所有经过患难的人都不刚强。
I know that everyone who has suffered, they are not strong.
当初都刚强的，众人可以跌倒，我总不跌倒的。以后否认主就是他。
They were so strong, like Peter said, although everyone may fall, I won't.
那一个经过患难的人都感觉软弱。
Everyone who has came through suffering,
就像王弟兄所做的见证。
Just like Brother Wang mentioning,
好像有了信心了，过两天又没有了。
He thought he had faith, but a couple of days later he didn't.
没有了又放弃，又不舍得放弃。
So are you going to give up that faith? Well, you don't really want to.
又有信心，也没有信心应付前头的需要。
You have the faith, but you don't have enough faith to meet the daily needs.
神就在这样的光景中给我们看见，信心不是我们自己所有的。
At this time, God is trying to teach us that the faith is not ours.
信心绝不是我们刚强的意志。
It is not our determination, our will.
你知道，搞革命的人都要有刚强的意志。
You know, all revolutionaries should have a strong will.
孙中山先生搞革命有一句话，我是非常欣赏的。
Dr. Sun Yat-sen, when he had a revolution, he said once,
他的失败是成功之母。
He said, failure is the mother of success.
一次失败，下次再来。
Failure breeds success.
我想他失败过九次了，都灰心了。
I think he was pretty discouraged after 9 failures.
他说的失败是成功之母。
But he said success would come after those failures.
到最后到底成功了。
And he was successful at last.
这是一种刚强的意志。
This is a strong will.
但你去读历史。
But you read history.
在历史中间好多失败的人不一定是成功之母。
There are so many failures, they didn't lead to any success at all.
有好多人失败的再来失败出来到最后还是失败。
People come back failure after failure and they failed at last.
他们所有的那一种的信心
their faith.
他们就所谓的信仰团，信仰就是力量。
They say that the faith leads to strength.
这是人的意志。
This is a human will.
我们不是这个东西。
We are not like this.
我们乃是神把信心赐给我们。
But for us, God gave us a faith.
门徒们都盼望信心能够增大，增大。
All the disciples hoped that their faith would grow.
神啊，你加增我们的信心。
God gave us more faith.
主怎么说呢？
What did the Lord say?
你信心只要像芥菜种，就能够叫这一棵山，叫这棵山能够挪得。
Said if your faith is just as large as a mustard seed, you can move mountains.
神不要我们大的信心。
God doesn't really want a great faith.
神只要我们有没有信心。
Just want to see whether we have faith.
这一个的信心不从意志来的。
This faith is different from
will. 这个信心是从神那里赐来的。
This faith was given by God.
你会看见在患难中间的人最需要的就是那一个的信心。
You know people are suffering, and what they need is this kind of faith.
当亚彼得这样被抓起来了之后
，When Peter was put to prison,
基督徒怎么办呢
？What did the Christians do?
他们都在那里迫切的祷告。
They all prayed earnestly.
在祷告有信心没有
？But did they have faith?
还是没有信心
？No.
等到彼得出来的时候，他那个的使女听见彼得的声音，门都不开，就告诉他们说彼得来了。
When Peter was released, they were at the door. That the slave girl Rhoda, before she opened the door, she told the disciples that Peter was there.
这一帮门徒怎么说呢
？What did the disciples?
你是疯了
！That you're crazy.
哎，我听了这个有意思啊。
So that's interesting.
迫切又祷告，没有信心。
So you prayed and earnestly, but you don't have faith.
人都在门口来了，告诉你了，还说是疯了。
Peter was at the door, but you won't believe it.
哎，亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，基督徒就这么的可怜。
Brothers and sisters, we're all to be pitied.
但是可怜是可怜，还有信心在里面。
But we still have faith.
我常常到有的时候查经班里头告诉我说，哎呀，林弟兄啊，我们这个查经班真是不行啦。
So I visited some Bible studies. They told me, Brother Lin, and we are in sad shape.
哎呀，我们读经也没有什么的供应。
We read the Bible, we couldn't receive.
祷告也没有什么的负担。
We prayed a lot, but there is no burden.
哎呀，我们都维持不下去了。
I don't think we can continue much
longer. 我一点都不紧张。
So I said that's normal.
我是很稀奇，维持不下去，维持不下去，每个礼拜还祷告，你看吧。
Well, even though you know you couldn't last long, but yet you're still praying.
哎，读经没有帮助，没有帮助，每个礼拜还来的。
So you know that the studying the Bible has seen nothing, but you keep studying.
我也遇见过有些基督徒个人。
I've met some Christian individuals.
刚刚信主的时候，非常的喜乐。
Immediately after they believed, they
were
so
过了两三年之后软弱下去了。
Couple of years, they slacked off.
我常常说，你如果刚刚信主的时候，切切不要放弃你刚刚信主的福分。
As say, please, don't ever ignore the original blessing you received.
刚刚信主的时候，你在神面前祷告主。
When you first believe, you're praying from the Lord.
合理的事情神听，不合理的事情神也听。
God listened to both of your reasonable and unreasonable requests.
信主过一段时间，你祷告主。
After you believe for a while, then you pray.
合理的事情神听，不合理的事情神不听。
God listened to the reasonable request and ignored the unreasonable.
你再过一段时间了之后。
After you're more mature.
不合理的事情神不听，合理的事情神也不听。
So God does not listen to neither your reasonable nor unreasonable.
是你刚刚信主的时候，连不合理的事情都可以祷告主的，神也会听的。
So when you first believe, that pray for those unreasonable things.
时间久一点，神不怎么听了。
After a while, God would not listen.
所以，一个刚刚信主的人，不要放弃这个的机会。
So for those who just believe and don't ignore this opportunity.
但是神却来带领人，到以后慢慢好像神不听人的祷告了。
Although it looks like God gradually stopped listening.
当不听祷告的时候，都不能相信了。
When they
不神不听我们祷告，我们都不能相信了。
We couldn't believe how God did not answer the prayer.
所以有的弟兄姊妹跟我说：“林弟兄啊，我没有办法信这位主了。
”The brother Lin and I couldn't believe this God anymore since he didn't answer my prayer.
我听见这样的人过来问我跟我讲的时候
，When I talk to such individual,
我一定告诉他说。
I will share with him.
不信算了吗？你何用去信他
？Okay, go ahead. Forget about it.
我一点都不紧张，不缺到说，哎呦，你还要信啊，还要信啊。
I'm not nervous. I don't say, okay, please keep your faith.
我说你就不能信，就不要信嘛。
If you don't want to believe, then don't.
啊，他说我不信又不行。
Well, but I can't.
这个叫做信心。
This is faith.
这个不信又不行的信心是神所给的。
I don't want to believe, but I can't but believe.
所以你会看见这里的描写，连这般祷告的人也没有信心。
So the description here saying that even those people pray, they didn't have faith.
但是没有信心，他们还祷告。
But without faith, yet they still prayed.
这才叫做里头的信心。
This is a faith given.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们开头的时候，我们的继续的祷告是需要神来答应我们的祷告，我们才有能力继续祷告。
So at first, we really need God's answering our prayers so that we can continue praying.
慢慢的来祷告都不答应，我们还祷告。
But gradually, even though God doesn't seem to answer our prayers,
当我们神在神面前信心老练一点的时候
，as we're more mature,
这直到太阳还没有改变，不过今天是云彩遮盖了。
We know that although we don't see the sun, it's simply covered by the clouds.
但有一些事情我们还是仍然需要注意的。
But there are certain things we should pay attention to.
彼得这样是借着神特别的大能把他放出来了。
Peter was saved because of God's magnificent act.
他就到了到称为马可的约翰家里面，因为他们在那祷告。
He went to the Mark's house because they were praying.
看见门徒了之后，他的态度怎么样呢？
What was his attitude toward the disciples?
他的态度和第四章里面的态度不一样。
His attitude was different from his attitude in chapter 4.
第五章里面的态度不一样。在第四章第五章的里面的
in chapters 4 and 5,
或者第五章的里面的
or in chapter 5,
他也被关在监牢的里面
Peter was put to prison,
神打发天使把他从监牢中放出来
God sent an angel and freed him.
放出来了之后他再到圣殿向人做见证
and after he was released he went back to the temple and preached again
到第十二章
in chapter 12,
也是天使把他从监牢放出来的
He was saved again by the angel.
他放出来的时候再没有回到圣殿去做见证，都不敢留在玛利亚的家里面。
After he was released this time, he dared not go back to the temple. He didn't even dare to stay in Mary's house.
我相信这是主当初对门徒所说的话。
This is what the Lord was telling his disciples.
我打发你们如同羊进了狼群。
I send you as lamb into a wolf pack.
你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
You should be as cunning as a serpent and as a peaceful as a dove.
以前有弟兄为着共产快要来了，要离开中国的大陆。
Many brothers plan to leave mainland China because of the communists coming.
或者是八年前的时候，台湾的人心都慌慌。
About 8 years ago, even brothers and sisters in Taiwan, they like to leave Taiwan.
有许多人都想离开。
There are many people who are afraid of communists.
有弟兄们、姊妹们很刚强。
There were certain strong brothers and sisters.
我不离开。
I will stay.
我愿意跟神的儿女一同受苦难。
I like to suffer with my brothers and sisters.
我怎么跟他讲？
What did I say to them?
我说你这一句话有神的引导没有？
did you say it with God's guidance?
如果有神的引导，
if you do have God's
guidance, 你就留在那里受逼迫。
Stay there and suffer.
如果没有神的引导，
if you don't have the
guidance, 你要听从主的话说，逼迫来到从这城逃到那城。
You should follow the Lord's command. When the persecution comes, flee from one city to another.
神不叫我们有那一种的勇气单单受逼迫。
God did not really give us that kind of courage to stand for persecution.
是不是从这层逃到那层，他就不刚强了呢？
Is it true that when you flee from one city to another,
他是怕苦？
Is he afraid of suffering?
他是怕死？
Is he afraid of death?
如果这个不应该的。
If it's so, then that's wrong.
乃是为着主多做一点见证。
You like to witness a little more for the Lord.
我感谢主，你去读到十五章，彼得还在耶路撒冷。
When you read chapter 15, you know Peter was still in Jerusalem.
他乃是不是在人看为那么的刚强的？
He was not as strong in the eyes of men.
但是他盼望在神的手中多被神所用。
But he really hoped to be used by the Lord more.
这样我们会看见彼得这个人被释放过来了。
So we see Peter's release.
但到最后的结果是什么？
At the end,
最后的结果那是希律王被虫所咬，气就断了。
And this king Herod was eaten by the worms and died.
这是最后这一次逼迫的结束。
That's the end of this last persecution.
是希律王有他的权力能够把雅各杀死。
Yes, Herod had the power to kill James.
我不知道你有没有碰见政治上有权力的人。
Have you ever met some politician who really wield a lot of power?
政治上有权力的，你的性命完全在他手中。
A powerful politician, your life is in his hands.
从前我们看历史的时候啊，
When we read history,
那一些专制制度的君王，
Those tyrant or dictators,
哎呀，你会看见人的性命都在他的手中。
And they can kill people at will.
我到北京去参观故宫。
I went to Peking and saw those palace.
我从后门进去了。
I went through the back door.
啊，不是上海所谓的到了所谓的走后门啊，
It's、
是真正的后门进去，一个个看过来。
The back door. I just entered through the back door.
看到了前面的时候，有一个叫户门，中户的户户门。
There's a 午门。
哎，我的中午
的午门。
午门。
Okay, this midday gate.
它是一个很大的一个广场。
It's a square there.
陪我去的人说，他你知道这个什么叫午门吗？
Do you understand what is this midday gate?
哎呀，我这个人很差劲，也不大知道什么叫午门。
I didn't quite know.
他你记不记得午门斩首？
Did you remember that that's a place to execute prisoners?
皇帝在里面开庭来管理的时候。
As the emperor was sitting on his throne.
如果有一个官，无论文官也好，武官也好，得罪了皇帝了。
If there's an official who offended the emperor,
当场绑起来到门口去砍头的。
Take it outside this midday gate and behead him.
哦，在那个地方杀了好多的人。
Oh, they killed a lot of people.
哎呦，我发现这个皇帝真是威风啊！要你死就要你死，让你活就让你活。
The emperor really had a lot of power. He can give you death and he can let you.
你会看见2000年的基督徒。
2000 years of Christians.
在地上的政治的迫害里头，有多少人殉道的？
You know, how many of them martyred under political persecution?
在罗马帝国管理的时候，
under the Roman Empire,
所有的基督徒只要找到圣经了，他就要被杀。
Every Christian, if they're found with scripture with them, they will be killed.
用锯把他锯死。
They were sawed to death.
放在油锅里活活的煎死。
They were fried to death.
放在那个野兽的这个院子里头给野兽活活的咬死。
They were sent to the arena and fight with wild animals.
我简直不能相信一个人残忍会到这样的地步的。
I couldn't believe that people could be that cruel.
但是我没有，真是不能相信这样的事在中国大陆重演。
But we couldn't believe that such things also happened in mainland China.
中国大陆基督徒所受的逼迫比罗马帝国的患难还要厉害。
The suffering the Christians endured in mainland China was worse than those Christians endured under the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国把基督徒一时之间就杀了。
The Roman Empire they just killed the Christians.
在中国大陆基督徒是长期受到了熬炼。
But in China, the Christians were put under prolonged persecution.
哎呀，当我们看这样的事情的时候，我们真是心中就要难过。
We really feel sad and sorry for them.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
最后的后果是什么？
What was the end?
最后的后果不是门徒们被杀，是希律死了。
The end is not the death of the disciples, but the death of Herod.
我愿意告诉你们的。
I want to tell you.
我去到中国的大陆。
When I went to mainland China.
一面看见基督徒这样的受苦。
We see on the one, I saw on the one hand the suffering of Christians.
非常的难过。
I was very sad.
但是以后看见四人帮所有的解决。
Then I see the end of the Gang of Four.
连毛泽东的自己。
Even Chairman Mao himself.
我实实在在敬拜主，神的宝座在天上。
Because we know that the Lord is still in His throne.
基督徒是不能逼迫的。
You shouldn't dare to persecute Christians.
越逼迫越多。
The more persecution, the more they are.
我已经向弟兄姊妹报道了。
I've reported to brothers.
大陆的基督徒照现在大概的统计是解放的时候三倍。
We know we have three times as many Christians as it was at the beginning of the coming.
基督徒不逼迫他。
If you don't persecute the Christians.
从前中国的基督徒不是叫信教就吃教的。
The early Christians, they were not considered as believers. They were
rice Christians. 是得到好处的。
They benefit from being a Christian.
逼迫来到了之后，
when the persecution
came, 反而兴起一些基督徒，不是为了好处，乃是舍命的。
And they found those Christians are willing to sacrifice for the Lord.
使徒行传第一章的里面，主耶稣说
，In Acts chapter one, Jesus said,
你们要直到地界做我的见证。
You go to the remotest part of the world, be my witness.
见证这个字就是殉道者。
The word witness really means martyrdom.
真正的见证人都是殉道者。
The true witness were the martyrs.
没有殉道的心智，他没有办法为主做真实的见证。
If you're not ready to sacrifice your life for the Lord, you cannot be a true witness.
在中国短短二十多年来的。
In the only 20 some years.
哎呀，特别我去年回到中国大陆去的时候。
Especially when I went to China last year.
第二次去九月的礼拜堂刚刚开放。
The church was just opened in September.
无论这一个礼拜堂情况好和坏，
whether this church is good or bad,
但是无论如何，你会看见神的权柄在那里管理。
But nevertheless, you see the Lord is ruling over them.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，你们应该看一点共产党的书。
I wish brothers and sisters you read some books of the published by the communists.
中国人应该知道一些。
Chinese should know about it.
你这才能够了解一点什么叫做共产党。
Then you can understand what communism is.
共产党是相当在他的主义在他理想的里面的。
The communism is really just an ideal.
要尽他一切的能力达到他社会主义的理想。
They try their best to reach that goal of socialism.
所以我跟你们讲了，这共产党的整个大陆头上六年，老百姓是非常的尊重。
As I shared with you, the first 6 years of communist rule, the people really liked them.
并且我非常佩服他们的态度。
And I really respect their attitude.
做事情非常彻底。
When they do something, they're very thorough.
他不惜一切的代价。
They don't care about the price.
在他的理论的里面的。
In their theory,
宗教是人民的鸦片。
The religion is like opium to the people.
你们如果有一些资料的话。
If you have some information,
去看去年五月二十几号的《人民日报》。
Read the People's Daily published last May.
他在那里就说到宗教的事。
There was an article discussing religion.
他就解释说宗教是什么呢
？What is religion?
宗教乃是在西方社会里面的。
They say that religion is for the Western world.
那一些受压迫的劳工就是盼望将来上西天，今天就忍耐。
There were workers. They're under persecution. Oppressed workers. Their only hope is for delivery in the future.
那些逼迫别人的人，今天逼迫别人，将来还能够上天上。
Even those persecutors, they can also go to heaven.
所以这样，社会之间的不公平永远维持下去。
The class struggle remains even in heaven.
所以宗教呢是给资本主义所利用的，来压制劳工的。
Religion was a tool used by the capitalist to oppress the workers.
所以列宁讲宗教是人民的鸦片。
That's why Lenin said the religion is opium to the people.
是非要把宗教除掉不可的。
You have to get rid of it.
否则的话，不能达到他的目标了。
Otherwise, you cannot reach the socialist goal.
哎呀，我也相当佩服他的主义，相当的观念。
I think Lenin was right to a certain extent.
看上去好像有点像。
He was right.
当然他不知道的，基督教里头他是最对社会主义的。
But he didn't understand Christianity. It's really the most socialism.
不过是借着爱心，不是借着武力。
But they use love rather than force.
但是我到大陆去的时候，我发现一切的事。
When I went to the mainland, I discovered one.
宗教是人民的鸦片，叫人民麻醉，所以要去掉。
The religion is opium to the people, so it has to be get rid of.
也的的确确完全铲除了。
They indeed got rid of all the religions.
但是另外麻醉人的烟和酒比从前多得多去了。
But the people turn to cigarettes or wine or alcohol.
啊，另一种的麻醉他没有办法。
It's a different kind of attraction or
麻醉。
Not an anesthesia. Addiction. That's right. Different kind of addiction.
但是在五月二十几号的《人民日报》的里面。
That was an article published in the People's
Daily. 他讲过了，列宁讲宗教是人民的鸦片。
Mentioned again that Lenin considered religion is opium to the people.
他下面有两个字。
But there was two additional words.
我总是把它红笔把它划起来的。
I circled them in red.
不过。
But.
哎，有一个不过。
There's a however.
他是不过宗教在西方社会里头是不可以忽视的安定的力量。
But however, you cannot ignore religion as the main stabilizing force for the Western society.
我想我们在美国居住就知道了。
And when we live in the United States, we know.
美国这个国家没有基督教的话，不知道要变到什么样子。
America, if it doesn't have a Christianity, I don't know what kind of situation it is in.
所以我们从历史眼光去看的话，也会发现神借着他的救恩改变了人类的生活。
According to history, we cannot deny that God, through the salvation, changed people's lives.
但是虽然是如此，在基督教里头，一次过一次，还有许多的逼迫。
Even so, people tend to persecute Christians again and again.
所以我们要问，为什么有这些的逼迫的事情临到身上？
We wonder why what's the purpose of such persecution?
我想为了这样逼迫的事情，我需要读几处的圣经。
I'd like to study a few more passages in the Bible.
就像 Maxwell 弟兄告诉我们的。
Just like Reverend Maxwell told us.
他听过王弟兄的见证的时候，就要我们去读雅各书和彼得前后书。
He asked us to read James and the First and Second Peter after he heard Brother Wang's testimony.
我想我们现在读一下彼得前书第一章。
Let's read First Peter chapter
1. 第六节。
Verse 6.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在北半的试炼中暂时忧愁。
In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍旧能坏的金子更显宝贵。
That the proof of your faith being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire,
可以在基督耶稣显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
May be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
在我们中文圣经中间比较更容易清楚看出来。
It's easier to see it in the Chinese version.
你会看见它有两个次不同的试炼或者试验。
There's two different words for the word trial.
第一个次乃是在第六节。
First time is in verse 6.
是蒙恩的人受到了试炼。
The trials of those under the grace.
第二乃是第七节。
The second time is verse 7.
是他们的信心受到了试炼。
Their faith were under trial.
我也请大家注意这两个不同的。
I want to see the difference between
the two. 一个是蒙恩的人受到了试炼而受苦。
One is the trial on the person, on the body.
一个是他们的信心受到了试炼。
The trial on the faith is.
当我到中国大陆去的时候，
when I went to mainland China,
我就发现他们不仅是蒙恩的人受到试炼，而是他们的信心受到试炼。
We see that not only their body were under trials, but their faith were also under trial.
你有没有注意它的分别？
Do you know the difference?
到这些难处临到他们身上，
when the difficulties come,
那一种的痛苦，
the grief,
那一种的羞辱
the embarrassment,
并且到前头没有盼望
the no lack of hope,
也不知道什么时候我的命就没有了
we don't know when the life will be taken,
或者我还能够活着
maybe I could live on,
的长期的劳动改造
but it's a prolonged forced labor,
那实实在在不是人能够过的生活
it's not a life fit for a man,
这个叫他们非常的为难
This is hard for them.
但是当我到大陆去看到弟兄姊妹的时候
But when I went there and visited my brothers,
他们一个更痛苦的一件事情
the more, they were hurt more
那是在这样苦难中间祷告主主不听他们祷告
the main problem is that they prayed to the Lord under, while they were under those suffering but the Lord didn't seem to answer
不是三个礼拜五个礼拜
Not three or five weeks.
不是三年，不是五年。
Not three or five years.
十年过去了。
Ten years.
十五年过去了。
Fifteen years.
二十年过去了。
Twenty years.
神不听祷告。
God didn't seem to listen.
这叫什么
？What's that?
信心受到了试炼。
The trial on the faith.
他们一面这个人的身体受试炼。
On the one hand, their body was suffering.
但是里头有信心，还能够抵挡得住外头身体上的痛苦。
But if they had faith, that's enough to withstand the suffering.
但是他们里面祷告中的信心受试炼了。
But when their faith were under trial,
他们怀疑他们所信的神是真的还是假的。
They started to doubt whether the God they believed was real.
那从许多客观来看的说，这位神一定是有的。
From many aspects, you see that the God must be there.
这一位宇宙的神就是我们基督徒里头所信的神吗？
This God of universe, is it the same God that we Christians believe?
会不会我所信的基督教错了？
Could it be that my religion was wrong?
这位耶稣不是真的神的儿子了？
Jesus is not really the son of God.
如果这位耶稣还是真的？
If Jesus is still true?
是不是我在神面前犯了什么的罪，神把我放在一边？
Because of my sin, God didn't listen to my
prayer. 为什么有许多一同在神面前蒙恩，一同在神面前活着的人，今天在海外还是很好呢？
Why is it that certain fellow brothers and sisters who had a chance to went abroad and they now live very well?
我们却留在里面，经过这样的苦难呢
？Yet we stayed behind and we suffered.
是神的偏心
？Was God fair?
或者因着我的犯罪得罪主，神弃绝了我
？Or was it because of my sin that God has forsaken me?
当他里面一受到软弱的时候，外面忍受痛苦的力量都没有了。
When they're weak in faith, they no longer have the strength to withstand those suffering.
但是为什么神让他们经历这一些
？But why did God want to let them?
我也请大家特别的注意。
I want you to pay special attention.
彼得前书第一章里面的。
In 1 Peter chapter 1.
比金子更宝贵的不是这一个人。
What is more precious than gold is not this person.
乃是他们的信心。
It's their faith.
乃是信心，乃是比金子更加的宝贵。
The faith is more precious than gold.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
神就让神的儿女经过了试炼。
God left His children with through
经过了极大的痛苦。
A lot, a great suffering.
但是却显明出来，他们里头的信心是最宝贵的。
But it revealed that their faith was the most precious.
当我们还在平顺环境中的时候
，when we were in a comfortable environment,
我们不太会了解，更不太会欣赏我们里头的信心是多宝贵。
We couldn't understand nor appreciate how precious our faith is.
这个信心已经在我们里面了。
The faith is in us.
但是我们不会欣赏。
But we cannot appreciate it.
那经过这样试炼的时候，然后信心显出宝贵来了。
Through those trials, then the faith became precious.
他说这样在耶稣基督显现的时候，得到称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
Because they will result in praise and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以当我看见弟兄姊妹的时候
，So when I visit my brothers and sisters,
我想弟兄姊妹，你们看王弟兄听他的见证。
And you see Brother Wang and heard his testimony.
你不能不佩服说神在他们身上做了美好的事。
You have to say that God did wonderful things.Their family.
我在大陆去的时候，看见一些弟兄们。
I went to mainland China.
我不能不承认，他们比我刚强，比我老练。
I have to admit that they were stronger and more mature than I am.
这一个刚强和老练，从试炼中所得着的。
Their strength and their maturity, they got it through the.
我刚刚提了，我出以前在读十二章的时候。
I mentioned to you while I was reading chapter 12
使徒行传第十二章
Acts chapter 12
我常常一个的想法是不是神恩待
like the James,
我不知道你们是不是有这样的观念。
I don't know if you had a similar feeling.
如果你有这样的观念的话
if you do,
只不过证明出来我们对事情的看法的标准是什么。
It only proves that our, the way that we judge things.
我们的标准还在于物质上的享受。
Our judgment was based on material things.
还是外头地上生活中的平安。
It is something we can see in our daily life.
彼得放出来了，是神恩待他。
Released, is God.
雅各殉道了，是神苦待他。
James was killed, is God mistreated him.
但你如果去问雅各的话
，If you ask James,
他只感谢神。
He would certainly thank the Lord.
他说他能够用他的血来见证主耶稣，这神给他的福分。
Because he could use his blood to be a witness for Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们迟早要离开世界的。
Brothers and sisters, sooner or later, we're going to leave this world.
生生利利在地上生活要过世，要离开世界。
If you have a comfortable life, you will leave the world.
艰苦的生活要离开世界。
If you suffered a lot, and you will leave
the world. 到将来永世中间，我们今在地上的生活的舒服一点都不留下来的。
In eternity, it doesn't come whether we live comfortably or under suffering in this world.
当我们发现这一帮受试炼的人在将来永世中有了冠冕。我们在血末了。
When we discovered that those people being persecuted, they had their crown in eternity, we envy them.
那么说，林弟兄啊，我们在这个美国蛮舒服的，怎么办呢？也没有人来试炼我们呢。
Brother Lin, we indeed have a comfortable life here in the States, and there's no trials. What should we do?
亲爱弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你要知道，在美国有美国的试炼。
There are trials in America as well.
美国的试炼不是那样凶暴的受苦。
The trial may not be physical.
美国的试炼乃是物质上的丰富。
The trial is really on material.
我们需要学习一件事。
We should learn one thing.
不要不必经历了那一种残酷的试炼。
You really don't need to undergo those physical trials.
但是在美国这个环境的里面。
But in American environment.
过一种简单的生活。
If you want to live a simple life.
把我们的金钱。
Give our money,
把我们的心血
give our effort,
放在顺灵侍奉主的事上
to the spiritual things and to serving the
Lord. 你不必别人来试炼你
you don't need others to
你让自己放在试炼的里面
Let, put yourself in the trial.
照样过一个殉道者的生活
you can still live a life like a martyr.
神没有叫我们经历了到了这一种的殉道的生活
God did not ask us to go through the life of suffering.
但是我们仍然可以为了主殉道。
But we can still die for the God.
不一定殉道，乃是在狮子牙齿里头把我们活活的咬了，血都流出来。
We don't not necessarily sacrifice ourselves in front of a lion or wild beast.
但是如果你活在主面前为主做见证的话
，But if you live and be a living witness,
人对着你的看待，你自己的感受也是那样的痛苦的。
The way people look at you are suffering.
我也在美国环境就是很不错。
I live a comfortable life in the States.
但是有一次，我记得我们全家从台湾搬过来。
Once I remember that my whole family moved here from.
我们孩子在学校里头读书。
My children were in school.
学校填单子。
There are certain forms they need to be filled.
你知道孩子们都很懂的。
You know the children and they understand a lot.
我们喜欢的事情他会给我们看，我们不喜欢的事情他不给我们看。
They show us what we like to see.
所以我有的时候只要不干涉他们的 privacy， 我还是需要看看他们的东西。
Well, not under the pretense of intruding into their privacy, I really like to see what they have.
当然了，就可以不可以？他不让他有 privacy 的东西，你就不可以看的。
If they say that I shouldn't look at it, I won't.
我看见有一次我的女儿所填的单子。
Once I saw a form that my daughter filled.
你父亲的职业是什么
？What is your father's profession?
他说我父亲的职业是工程师。
He said he was an engineer.
所以我吃晚饭的时候就问他了，你怎么单子上填着父亲的职业是工程师呢
？So I asked my daughter, why is it that you entered my profession as an engineer?
我的孩子也很聪明。
My daughter was pretty smart.
这个没有 verb 的动词的时间性的。
The form didn't indicate the tense. So since I have been an engineer before, that's okay.
你是以前是工程师吗？
You were engineer before.
那我说你为什么不写传道
？Why didn't you want to say it's preacher?
他说我以前填的是传道。
She said I did feel that preacher once.
我的同学都讥笑我。
all of my my classmates laughed at me.
她在台湾已经受到讥笑。
She was laughed at many times.
她在台湾的时候，有同学讥笑她说。
Someone laughed at him in Taiwan.
你的爸爸是靠一个口骗人吃饭的。
Your father cheated people of their money using his words.
我的心也是很难过。
I was sad to hear that.
我没有去责怪我的孩子。
I did not reprove my child.
我相信我的孩子去填这个单子的时候，他心中也很痛苦的。
I knew that while she was filling that form, she was uncomfortable.
她不能够承受这个痛苦了。
She couldn't endure the suffering.
所以她才改过来就是了。
So she changed and make it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我们仍然会遭遇到有许多的痛苦。
We still have a lot of sufferings.
我们在这一个世界上，如果什么都是顺利的，我们已经堕落了。
If we are all very comfortable in all things,
主耶稣明明地告诉我们
Jesus already told us,
仆人不能大于主人
servant cannot be greater than
master, 学生不能高过先生
student cannot be better than
teacher, 他们如果逼迫了我也要逼迫你们
If they persecute me, they will persecute you.
一个人基督徒在地上不被人讥笑的，一定你是跟世界妥协了。
If a Christian is not laughed at in this earth,And you have compromised with this world.
一个人基督徒在地上活着，还计较到生活上的那样富有。
A Christian living, if you're still considering counting your wealth,
这在于钱财。
The money,
你已经是堕落了。
And you have fallen.
我们完全是属于主的。
We belong to the Lord.
而试探试炼会叫我们信心得着老练。
And those trials will.Make our faith more mature.
第二件的事情
The second point,
我不去读圣经了
Don't want to read anything.
那在希伯来书第十一章的里面
That's in Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章是讲信心的见证
Talk about the witness of the faith.
所以十二章说我们有这么多的见证人如同云彩围着我们
In chapter 12 it said we have so many witnesses like clouds surrounding us.
但是我们去到希伯来书十一章的故事的话
But if you read Hebrews chapter 11,
我们差不多都注重在亚伯拉罕注重在摩西注重在这一些人身上
We concentrate on the way Abraham's faith and Moses' faith.
我去年到大陆去之前在香港
Before I went to mainland China, I was in Hong Kong.
有一些的特别的聚会
There were some special meetings.
我也想到中国大陆弟兄姊妹所受的苦。
I remember the suffering of my brothers.
我常常里头一个问题：为什么主啊，有这么长久的时间，让这么多的基督徒受到痛苦呢
？I have a question in my heart. Why, Lord, it took so long for them to be in suffering?
我虽然没有叫我不信主。
I did not reject the Lord.
但是我信这位主信得很勉强。
But I have to make an effort to believe in Him.
所以我在主面前也仰望主。
So I was waiting in front of the Lord.
有一天我安静祷告的时候
One day as I was praying,
主忽然把希伯来书第十一章的见证指给我看
All of a sudden, the Lord let me see the witnesses as recorded in Hebrews chapter 11.
虽然这一章我读过好多遍了
Even though I have studied this passage many
我也讲过好多次了
I've preached out of it many
times. 那一次主却给我看见
But that time, the Lord let me see.
希伯来书十一章信心的见证人分着四个阶段
There were four phases or stages of the witness.
头一个的阶段来在亚伯、以诺、挪亚的身上。
The first phase is on Abel, Enoch, and Noah.
那是个人信心的生活。
Their individual faithful life.
第二个阶段从亚伯拉罕开始。
The second stage is began with Abraham.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
也包括一点约瑟。
And also Joseph.
他们由头一个阶段信心个人的生活。
They live from the first stage, which is an individual life of faith.
但是到第二个阶段改变了。
The second stage, it was changed.
那是重在信心的目标。
It's a goal of the faith.
那是仰望一座有根基的城，神所经营，神所建造的。
They were looking toward this city which God built.
我们基督徒信心的经历差不多都是如此。
And today our faith is just like that.
刚刚蒙恩的时候，我们能像与亚伯一样讨神的喜悦。
When we first receive the grace, we like to act like Abel.
我们像以诺一样，凭着信心与神有美好的交通。
We like to be like Enoch, so that we can have good communication with God.
我们像挪亚一样，能够享受主耶稣的救恩。
We like to be like Noah, to be saved by the Lord.
我们非常的喜乐。
We're happy.
但过一段的时间呢
But after a while,
我们会蒙到神的怜悯。
And God will have pity on us.
看见我们这一种的生活活来活去活到哪里去了呢？
Where does this kind of life lead?
那是超脱自己的经历，看见个荣耀的目标。
We have to go beyond our experience and see a farther goal.
这一个目标是神工作的目标。
This goal is a goal of God's work.
那一座有根基的城，神所经营，神所建造的。
This is a city with a foundation built by God.
在第二个阶段的里面
，In the second stage,
他照样有个人信心的生活。
We still have this individual's life of faith.
但从前是没有目标的，现在有了。目标了。
Before that time, there was no goal. Now they do.
哦，这是个很好的一件事。
That's wonderful.
但神的工作没有停在这里。
But God's work did not stop here.
到摩西起来之后，到了第三个的阶段。
And Moses began the third stage.
第三个阶段是什么
？What is the third stage?
没有更高的目标。
There's no higher goal.
目标是已经有了。
They had a goal.
神所经营、所建造，神一定要造成功这一座城。
This city will be built because God wants to build it.
但是神却需要人凭着信心和他一同征战。
But God wants people to fight with him.
我们不是看见那一座城神要建造的。
We are not only going to see the city to be built.
我们就等着主提我们到那一座城里头去享福。
We are not waiting that as God finished and we will be taken.
主乃是要我们像摩西和以色列百姓一样的。
God wants us to be like the Israelites and Moses.
不仅是侍奉
，not only they serve，
乃是征战。
And they fight.
这个征战让神的旨意得到完成。
They fight so that the will of the Lord may be accomplished.
在这样的征战的里面的
，in those struggles，
神也特别恩待了他。
And God was gracious to them.
嗯，我们还是翻出来是希伯来书第十二章，好吧
？Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
啊，他就讲到那些的征战的时候
，talking about those struggles.
到了33节。
Verse 33,
他们因着信支付了跌过，行了公义，得了应许，读了狮子的口。
Who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions.
灭了列后的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。
Quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight.
哎呀，我们越多越兴奋了。
Okay, More and more excited as we
are. 感谢赞美主，主是得胜的。
Praise the Lord, God is victorious.
但你往下读呢
？But if you keep reading.
35节
，Verse 35.
有妇人得自己的死人复活。
Women receive back their dead by resurrection.
又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且的释放，为要得着更美的复活。
And others were tortured, not accepting their release in order that they might obtain a better resurrection.
又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁、过多的磨练。
And they were stoned. And others experienced mockings and scourgings. Yes, also chains and imprisonment.
被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，等等下面的话。
They were stoned, sawn into, tempted, and so on.
我不知道你稀奇不稀奇。
Aren't you marvelous?
你会看见在34节的时候是那么的雄壮。
In verse 34 is such a victorious description.
35节的时候又落下来了。
And 35 is a sad.
那落到一个完全是受苦失败，好像看不见一点神的大能。
And fell into failures, and they couldn't see the power of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是信心第四个阶段。
Brothers and sisters, this is the fourth stage of faith.
你我都有了第一个阶段。
You and I all have undergone the.
慢慢的，我们有第二个阶段。
Gradually, we enter the second stage.
我们也愿意靠着主的能力，有第三个阶段为主征战。
We like to lean on the Lord and struggle for the Lord in the third stage.
但是只有头上三个阶段的人才有可能会进到第四个阶段。
Only that you have endured the first three stages, you will enter the fourth.
那叫患难逼迫的里面有了信心。
That is, under pains and sufferings, you still have this faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
神把我们今天放在外面平顺的环境里。
God gave us a comfortable environment.
这是顾念我们的软弱。
Because we are weak.
如果我们刚强的话
，If we are strong.
如果我们老练的话
，If we are mature.
神是要我们在艰难困苦的环境中间为主做见证。
God wants us to be His witness under persecution. And suffering.
有许多的环境是必须到这种的方式才能够把主耶稣见证出来的。
There are many environments that is Only through this, they can be witnesses for the Lord.
你去到使徒行传就会发现。
If you read Acts, you'll discover.
保罗为什么到罗马去的
？Why did Paul go to Rome?
保罗在该撒利亚受审问的时候，已经他们定规可以释放他。
And Paul in Caesarea after his trial, they have already decided that he could be released.
但是保罗说他要上告于该撒。
But Paul said, "I'd like to appeal to Caesar."
这样他才到罗马去的。
Only then he was sent to.
到了罗马的时候，犹太人来看他。
When he was in Rome, the Jews came and.
他说我没有什么意思告我的百姓。
He said I was not going to accuse my people.
开玩笑了，到底怎么
？What's that?
但是你要问保罗的话。
But if you ask Paul.
保罗说他在耶路撒冷的时候。
Paul said when he was in Jerusalem.
到那一天受了公会的审问。
When he was tried by the Sanhedrin.
晚上主向他显现。
In the evening, the Lord appeared.
你这样的耶路撒冷为我做见证，我也照样要你在罗马为我做见证。
How you were my witness in Jerusalem, I want you to be my witness in Rome.
他到罗马去，不是罗马的政府把他送去的。
He went to Rome not because of the Roman government.
是他自己去的。
He went there voluntarily.
为什么自己去
？Why is that?
腓立比书第一章告诉我们很清楚。
Chapter 1 of Philippians.
在余营的全军已经写明是为福音的缘故。
Among the palace guards, it's expressed that he was in prison.
我们这一位的神要把福音传到罗马最高的官府身上。
Our God wants us to be a witness even to the highest authorities of the court in Rome.
这一帮的人没有办法传福音的。
The ordinary people cannot be his witness.
神要把福音传到他们中间。
I'm sorry. The courts, nobody can witness to them, but God wants the gospel be preached to them.
神就拣选了保罗。
And God called Paul.
带着锁链去传福音的。
He went there under chains.
这才是一个最刚强的信心。
That's the strongest faith.
这是受试炼的第二个原因。
This is the second reason for the trial.
第三个的原因。
The third reason.
我们看启示录第十二章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 12.
第十一节。
Revelation 12:11.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even to death.
弟兄胜过他有几个原因
？How did they, that means the brothers, overcame him?
头一个羔羊的血。
First, the blood of the Lamb.
第二个自己所见证的道。
Second, the word of their testimony.
第三个乃是他们的殉道。
Third is their martyrdom.
不是两件，那是三件。
There are three.
他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
They did not love their life even to death.
胜过撒旦最强的能力，乃是叫做殉道而胜过的。
The strongest power that you can wield to be victorious over Satan is a will to die.
你会看见在使徒行传第十二章的里面的。
You can find in Acts chapter 12.
是雅各被杀了。
True, that James was killed.
是彼得也受了这么多的痛苦。
True, Peter was paying under persecution.
但是最后显出一个能力，叫希律王死了。
But then the power came and King Herod was killed.
在使徒行传第五章的里面，第七章的里面。
In Acts chapter 7.
斯蒂凡是头一个殉道的。
Stephen was the first martyr.
给人打死了。
He was stoned.
哎呀，我们也想到说，他这样被人用石头打死，何等的痛苦。
How painful it would be to be stoned.
但是斯蒂凡却看见天开了，主耶稣迎接他的灵魂。
But Stephen saw the heaven open for him, and Jesus came down and accepted him.
不仅是这样。
Not only that.
史蒂芬的死乃是在保罗里面种下福音的种子。
The death of Stephen really planted seed of the gospel in Paul's
heart. 等到保罗以后能有这样忠诚，在患难中间肯为主做见证的。
When Paul was so faithful under persecution to be a witness.
那是史蒂芬的遗像在他的里面有深的印象。
Motivated or impressed by Stephen's martyrdom.
我最后就是一个实在的故事。
Finally, I'll share with you with a true story.
不过很对不起，我就说不起他的名字。
Sorry, I couldn't mention any names.
这是1947年的时候，尼车生先生在上海告诉我们的。
This is what the Watchman Nee told me in 1947.
苏联在1700多年的时候革命了。
There was a revolution in Russia in 1700.
所以他们是弃绝了一切的宗教。
They got rid of all religions.
礼拜堂关门，基督徒受了逼迫。
They closed the churches.
那一个的时候，1948年、1947年的时候，在苏联已经有相当多的地下教会。
In 1947, there are many underground churches in Russia.
他不知道从哪里来的特别的消息，在地下教会中有一个的领袖。
And I don't know where he got the information, but there was a leader in an underground church.
他说出了名字来的，这个苏联名字我都忘记了。
He had a name, but I forgot.
他说这一位的领袖怎么能够为起来侍奉主的
？How did this leader start to serve the Lord?
当这一位的领袖还是十岁多一点小孩的时候
，When this leader was only a boy of 10,
他在火车在旁边玩。
He was playing near the train.
有一列的装货的火车经过了，就火车站停下来。
He was playing near the tracks, and the one freight train came.
你知道装货的火车和客人的火车不一样。
The freight train was different from the passenger train.
都没有门，没有窗的，都关起来的。
No doors on those cars.
但他就发现有一个人头在车子底下钻出来。
He discovered that there's a head popping out of underneath a railroad car.
原来这一类的车子乃是送一些政治犯到西伯利亚去劳动的。
But then he realized those freight train was carrying those political prisoners to Siberia.
车子停在火车站的时候
，as it was waiting at the train station,
有一个人看见下面有一个洞，把头就钻出来了。
One person noticed there's a hole on the floor.
看见附近有几个小孩在那玩。
And he saw several children playing.
就喊了几句福音的话语。
He shouted a few words of the gospel.
很快火车就开掉了。
And pretty soon the train left.
这个小孩因着那几句福音的话受感动得救的。
This leader was deeply moved by those few words of the gospel.
神慢慢带领他成为那一个时候在苏联地下教会主要的领袖。
And God made him a leader among the underground churches in Russia.
谁也不知道那一个做见证的人是谁。
Nobody knows who that witness was.
但是到天上他会知道了。
But when we go to heaven, he would know.
我到中国大陆去的时候。
When I went to China,
我看见基督徒，我实实在在难以了解的他们信心所受的磨试炼。
I couldn't understand the type of trials their faith was put under.
这么长久的时间，神不听他们祷告。
Such a long duration that God did not seem to answer.
我问他们，他们怎么还能够忍受得了的
？I asked them how did they carry through.
他们告诉我一句话，很叫我受感动。
They told me one word and which deeply moved me.
我们在这一个逼迫的里面
in this persecution,
祷告主不听
we pray that God did not answer.
我即使到死了主也没有听我的祷告
He may not answer my prayer even till death.
我到天上仍然看见主是得胜的
But I can still find the Lord be victorious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢赞美主的一件事
We praise the Lord.
信心的根基不在我们感觉上
The foundation of faith is not on our feelings.
信心的根基不在我们环境上。
Foundation of faith is not on the environment.
信心的根基只在于活的主身上。
The foundation of faith is this living God.
他说我即使死了，在永远的里面还看见主是得胜的。
Even though I die, I can see him victoriously in eternity.
感谢主，不必到死，他们已经看见主得胜了。
Praise the Lord, they did not die and they see God.
所以我们真是需要仰望主。
We really should look up to the Lord.
恩待我们在这地上为主做见证。
Be gracious to us so that we can be His witness.
主因着我们的幼稚和软弱，没有叫我们经历太大的难处。
Because of our immaturity and weakness, God did not let us go through the suffering.
我们在金钱平安的日子里头，好好的追求。
We pray and we lead a pious life.
但是我们求主叫我们的能力增加。
We pray that God would increase our strength.
生命更加的老练。
And life become more mature.
我们主在主面前有一个的心愿。
And the Lord has one wish.
无论在哪一个环境的里头，我们都愿意为主做见证。
Wherever we are, we are willing to be His witness.
但愿主恩待我们。
Lord bless us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你的宝座从来没有转动的影儿。我们感谢你，你赐得着天上地下所有的权柄。我们是感谢你君王的心在你的手中如同龙沟的水随意的转流 在你那里没有一件难成的事，是你自己所看为美好的，就我们遭遇到各种不同的环境。主耶稣啊，我们也相信，当你这一种环境临到我们身上的时候，你的恩典是够我们用的。所以就我们真是随时随地的仰望你的恩典，好叫我们在这地上无论在哪一个环境中间能够为你做见证。所以我们只求你救我们的灵不昏沉，求你救我们的感觉不麻木，求你教我们真是有敏锐的感觉，一直活在你的面前的。就我们在这一个西方的社会的里面的，仍旧为你做一个刚强的见证。主耶稣啊，求你听我们这样的祷告，我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。